Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Off Menu podcast, taking the cheesecake of humor, dipping it in the batter of the internet, and frying it in the hot oil of conversation.
That is Ed Gamble. My name is James Acaster. We own and run a dream restaurant.
Yes.
And I don't usually say that we run it.
Yeah.
Every week we invite in a guest. We ask them their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink. Not in that order. And this week our guest is...
Stuart Laws. Stuart Laws, a wonderful comedian. He's got a special available on YouTube, produced by 800 Pound Gorilla. And it's called All In.
Stuart Laws, when we started stand-up together. I've watched him blossom into the comedian he is today.
Yes.
He also, man of many talents, produced all of my stand-up specials.
And my one.
What?
Well, they filmed it, Turtle Canyon.
Yeah. He did produce yours.
Turtle Canyon, one of the hottest production properties in UK comedy.
Yeah, that's not hyperbole.
No. They're the go-to.
Yeah. So we've got the Steven Spielberg of UK.
Chuckles.
UK comedy specials here.
Yes.
However.
He eats like shit.
Huh?
He eats like shit.
Oh, yeah. He eats like a fucking... I mean, Ed once said on this podcast that I eat like a bin. Stuart Laws eats like a full-on garbage disposal in the most disgusting house in the world.
Yeah. So we'll be asking him about that.
Yeah. Look forward to this.
But we do have a secret ingredient that if he says we're going to kick him out.
Yeah. And this week, the secret ingredient is... Blocker chalk.
Now, I've only just found out about blocker chalk, James.
Yeah. Now, I'm using my inside knowledge of Stu. I've known Stu for a long time, and I know about blocker chalk. I went into his office once, and he had this brick, literally the size of a brick, block of solid chocolate.
And looks like a brick as well, right?
Yeah, looks exactly like a brick. They've designed it to look like a brick, full of solid chocolate on his desk. I asked him, what's that? He said, that's blocker chalk. I said, well, where'd you get that? Something about the internet and the blocker chalk people contacted him and asked him to Instagram about the blocker chalk. They'd sent it to him. He hadn't Instagrammed it yet. I was like, right, let's do something for the gram with this, with the blocker chalk. And then we spent the whole day eating it and it was actually delicious. So then I went to get him one for his birthday, which I did, which was the following week. So he got another blocker chalk. But also, it was quite a palaver getting the blocker chalk because the only way you can buy it as of the time of recording is that you have to bax the man directly. And transfer him on your banking app the money so that he then sends you the blocker chalk. You know, I think Stu might, for a joke...
Pick blocker chalk.
This is one of the ones where I think that he actually might do it.
Yeah.
And we might get him. So I'm going to...
We got to get someone, man. I'm hungry for blood.
It'd be
here.
Fun to get him.
Yeah.
So I'm saying Block of Chalk, thinking that he might... You know, it depends what Stuart Lord shows up here today.
Yeah.
It could be...
Because he could be trolling.
Yeah. He's a bit of a troller sometimes. Yeah. And so sometimes we could get him. He might turn up and he might do his genuine dream menu, yeah. what he would like to eat. But he might turn up and go, I'm going to do a joke dream menu and mess around. And if he does that, I think he would choose Block of Chalk for like a main course or something.
Yeah.
And then we kick him out.
Yes.
And then it would serve him right for not taking the format seriously.
Yeah. Bad luck.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if he falls into our trap. This is the off-menu menu of Stuart Laws. Welcome, Stu, to the Dream Restaurant.
Thank you so much, Badger. Oh, here he is.
Welcome, Stuart Laws, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, certainly in the early days of this podcast, you had a habit of every time we put a clue for a guest, replying to the tweet saying, it sounds like Stuart Laws.
Yeah.
Can't believe I'm the guest in the Dream Restaurant tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I never was.
No.
No, good job.
Until today.
And this will be the first time you don't do it, I guess.
yeah. Keep this one secret.
Clue will
yeah.
go out. You'll
keep
leave
this
it.
One secret because, yeah, it's a toxic atmosphere here.
Yes.
Let's bring that up straight away.
Yeah. What? Well, because, like, quite often we have guests in that we don't know and that we respect and we're trying to be nice to. Yeah. And with you today, we know you so well. That we've just put you on edge massively by telling you we've got a great secret ingredient and we're desperate to kick you out of this.
Yeah, yeah. You're definitely going to pick it and you're going to be out on your ass pretty quickly.
Yeah, you get all these Hollywood people in and you're like, oh, Mr. Rudd, would love you to stay here forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would have done. What a lovely man.
That would have been great. Yeah, great guy.
And with me, a volley of texts telling me I'm getting kicked out straight away.
Well, because we're recording three today. You're two of three. So it would really help us if we got this wrapped up in about 10 minutes so we can have a rest.
Yeah. Get you out on your ass. Get Jimmy from Ray Wu in.
Yeah.
My speech impediment is not good.
It's not. It's not ideal name-wise.
An R and a W close to another. Yeah. I'm absolutely fucked.
Okay, so the secret ingredient's not going to be like raw veggies.
Yeah, you're right there.
Yeah, but James could do with maybe an extra hour to practice Jimmy Femoral. Oh. Oh, no.
What do you think the clue's going to be that Benita's going to tweet out about you?
Ooh. He'll be like one of the nicest people I've ever met.
Mm.
Didn't deserve what happened to him in the episode.
Yeah. But we like people to be able to guess. So I don't think there's no point tweeting absolute
jacked.
Bullshit.
This next guy's jacked.
Yeah.
The thing is that the early joke that you had about saying, oh, I can't believe I'm in the Dream Restaurant tomorrow has been superseded. Now everyone just tweets, is it Mark Watson all the time?
Yeah.
But the real rub is you finally got an off menu and we're never having Mark Watson on because we love that people guess it's him every time.
Yeah, we love that people always guess it's him. So we're going to keep it going that he never comes on.
Yeah.
Whereas I did a short-lived bunch of tweets, which I thought was funny.
Yeah.
And then got bored of it.
Yeah.
Didn't get bored of something though. Listening to the podcast. What a wonderful podcast.
Don't you try that bullshit now, Stu. It's too late. We've picked the secret
ingredient. I love listening to it. Every time you two are great hosts and you're so kind to your guests and you just embrace their quirks, their foibles. Mm.
Every other guest we've had, we like it to be a relaxed experience where they just feel free to chat about the stuff they like, you know, the food that they want on their menu. With you, I want you to feel like you're in a film about Vietnam and you're walking around desperately watching out for Viet Cong traps.
And is that what the secret ingredient is, like Vietnamese food?
Yeah, it's pho.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that, but I was unsure on the pronunciation. I was like, I don't want to be the guy coming on a food podcast going, and is it the pho?
Now, we know your food habits.
Yes.
Disgusting.
What? No, really, really, really advanced. Mm. Delicious. Here's what I think the secret ingredient's going to be, water.
Right.
It used to be water. Yeah. Get you on that and then get
it. Straight away.
If only we had the guts to...
Yeah.
Like, you know, we wouldn't get away with that. I think we'd have to say water with something in it.
Right, yeah. Nerds.
In an attempt to get you.
Water with nerds in it.
Yeah.
That is something that the listener needs to know, is that Stuart is... I mean, if you think that I like desserts and sweets, you ain't seen nothing yet.
This is why I don't think you want me kicked out.
This is my Emperor Palpatine.
You know that there's no way I'm picking cheese board.
Yeah.
I know there's no way.
I'm going to be fascinated to hear what you pick, man, because like you're the only person I know who, similar ages.
Yeah.
At our age, will eat like Domino's for lunch.
Yeah.
On a work day.
Yeah.
And then have to carry on working.
Yeah.
And you feel fine after
that?
Feel
like hell.
Yeah.
I feel like absolute hell on earth. That's why I don't get my work done.
Yeah. And you're an exercise enthusiast.
Yes.
So, like, you're exercising all the time and then undoing it.
That's all, at the only reason I exercise is to stave off what I'm doing to my body with my diet.
Yeah. Mm.
And every time my friend, who is my PT, he says, "Do you know you just need to sort your diet out and you'll be fine?" And I'm like, "Yeah, but that's the key, isn't it?"
Yeah.
I'd have to sort my diet out.
Yeah, but then what do you have in your life?
Yeah, exactly. If nothing.
Diet and exercise at the same time, what's the point?
Yeah.
Sure. So people do that for life.
Yeah, you can't do it for life.
But I've got like bursts of that, but...
Yeah, little bursts, I feel great.
Yeah, little bursts. And I've sort of adjusted slightly. I used to give myself, stabbing pains in my chest because of how much salt I ate.
Talk us through a normal salty day.
Yeah.
So a breakfast, packet of Frazzles.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've done that, yeah.
I laughed at the joke. James immediately knew it wasn't a joke.
Then, maybe go to the cinema, have a large salt popcorn.
After breakfast?
Like an early yeah, show. And yeah, uh-huh. That's the next food I'm eating that day.
A salt popcorn.
Probably then a Domino's of some sort. And then end with this is bad. All right. One time my friends came around to mine when I was a teenager and my parents had gone away and they came while I was eating food and I didn't know how to cook.
Yeah.
And so I was just eating a bowl of salted minced beef.
Did you cook the minced beef?
I cooked the minced beef.
Yeah.
And then salted it. That was the seasoning. Yeah. Now I'm better now.
Yeah.
I know you're supposed to do other stuff.
Like something the Liver King would do. Do you know the Liver King?
I don't know who the Liver King is, but I like the sound of the guy.
He's this bit, he's like a social media guy. He's this big ripped guy.
Yeah.
And he only eats like offal. He looks like a caveman. The Liver King.
Yeah, that was me as a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Liver just King. Hunched over.
I mean, you base your diet on people who are ripped, like, but on their cheat days.
Yeah.
So the Rock's cheat day. That's what you eat most of the time.
Look, I'm better than that now. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to cut out things like biscuits and crisps, things like that, where you just sort of snack.
Yeah.
Try and get rid of those snack things, but it's still so bad. It's so bad. Yeah. But it's not like James is here pretending he's all that with his food.
You are pretending you're all that.
You are pretending you're that all the time. Look at you.
I'm pretending I'm all that.
You are. Like,
the listeners know. The listeners know who I am. They've got the measure of me.
Yeah.
So James, I'm not fooling anyone, but...
He'd never eat a bowl of salted minced beef.
No, that's fair, actually.
Never do that.
Yeah, I have never.
I couldn't start the day with a packet of Frazzles. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do that.
No, I couldn't do that now. I don't really eat breakfast now. Uh-huh. I find that more difficult these days. So that's why I just had breakfast just now.
Yes, saw you eating it.
1:30.
What was the pastry you were eating?
A pan of chocolat.
A pan of chocolat.
What's it? A pan of choc?
Pan of choc. Yes.
There's a little reference to your podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just to prove you're a fan.
Just to prove. James one time was like, let's go out for a nice meal.
Mm. Lovely.
Took me out to Spaghetti House.
What?
No, he's absolutely done me there on that story. Because that's not what the
When was this?
That's not what the story is.
Spaghetti House.
This better have been pre-2018.
No, listen, the story isn't let's go out for a nice meal.
He said, no. Come on, you're a good friend. It's been a tough few months. Let's
go for a lovely slap-up meal.
We were going to see a film.
Yeah.
At The View. In Westfield.
Yeah.
I said, and I may have said, let's have a nice meal beforehand.
Yeah.
And then looked around and was like, let's go there. Spaghetti House. I just chose Spaghetti House because I'd never been there before. Well, let's go Spaghetti House.
And how was it?
They looked flummoxed. They hadn't had a customer all day.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, we went to Spaghetti House.
How was Spaghetti House?
I can't remember now. Can't remember what even
What's
ordered.
The ranking like? Bella Italia, Spaghetti House, ZZ.
Hang on, whoa, are you going up or down?
Going up now.
I think Spaghetti House is lower than Bella Italia.
You think?
Spaghetti House is lowest of the low, I think.
Well, this is what I thought.
It's called Spaghetti House.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting?
I couldn't believe it.
The Spaghetti House is where the fourth little pig lived.
Stu, you've got a special out on YouTube.
Yeah, I do.
Tell us about it.
Okay, yeah. It came out a while ago.
Yeah.
And it was my 2019 show, so it's a long, long time. In the making, and I cut out a routine from that was affected by the pandemic. But when Ed came to see it, he came to see it in Edinburgh in 2019, and it was something about in 2019 your greatest fear is not being invited on your friend's podcasts. And then everybody in the audience just looked over at Ed.
Yeah. But also I would say they looked over at me because you looked directly probably, in the eye when you did that bit. Yeah.
You'd already done it. What's he looking at?
Yeah.
What's he looking at?
Who's that guy?
Also, I think when you walked on stage and saw me, you basically said hello.
Hello.
Like, absolutely can't, always distracted by everything. Just look right at me. Like,
oh, it's here.
That's most of us anyway, when our friends are in.
Yeah.
If we walk out and we see them, we're delivering the whole show. If not delivering the jokes to them, we're looking at them after every joke.
Yeah, yeah. They like that bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if they're comedians.
Yeah. Yeah. Or is doing a joke that you know that they'll like.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And delivering it with way more gusto than you normally do, because it normally dies when it's us.
Yeah, so you're doing it more, you know, they'll laugh at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you know, when we did my specials and you produced them, Ed and Nish were there.
Yeah, yeah.
As many people have noticed, because that's pretty much what I'm doing for the whole show. Deliver this with more gusto. There we go, got them.
Now, your specials are available to watch online, is that correct?
Yes, you produce them.
Yep.
Again, just quick credit where it's due.
Credit where it's due. You can get four of them on Netflix.
Yeah, let's promote yours.
Okay, mine's on YouTube.
Yeah. Stuart Law's all in.
Stuart Law's is all in. I think it's good. I think it's good.
That was a great show. When I saw it.
It's a structural masterpiece.
Okay,
right?
Great.
Yeah.
Nice.
And that has been a review quote for it. So let's not do that bit down.
Yeah.
Who reviewed it? Who said that? Who said structural masterpiece?
Be like Ed, not the big Ed Gamble.
Yeah, structural masterpiece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you said it won't be for everyone. Last time I came on to promote it, on the show you were on.
Oh, yeah, it won't be for everyone, yeah.
What else could I promote? I got something to promote, surely.
Oh, you want to promote other stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I guess I'm probably doing my new show at this time.
Yeah, what's
it called? So come and see that. Stuart Law's, is that guy still going?
Right, again, so merely.
What have we got to complain about for that show? It's a show title.
No, you're backing yourself. Yeah.
You don't want to promote Putting Zoo?
Putting Zoo, the show I didn't do, but got nominated for an award for it.
Did you hear about this, James?
Yes, I did hear about this. Do you want to explain it to the listener?
So in 2022 in Edinburgh, I was up there filming and doing directing a bunch of shows. And while I was there, I just thought, oh, you know what? Why don't I just pretend that I'm doing a show and just see how sort of foolish or pathetic the industry is in sort of terms of, like, if you promote yourself as if you're doing really well, how well people will see you as doing. So I paid for a billboard with my poster, which was a really shit poster that I decided to make for a show called Putting Zoo, which doesn't exist, and just talked it up to everyone that I saw. Turns out I really am quite good at promoting myself when it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
People were like, this guy's doing great.
When you
know
there's nothing to back it up with.
Yeah. No stakes.
And then the Comedians Choice Awards came out, and you can be nominated for that by other comics. And so I just got a few people. I was like, oh, do you mind putting me forward for this? And then enough people did that I got shortlisted for the main best show award. And then as a final prank, they were like, oh yeah, great, you have to come and do it in London. So I had to then invent a show.
You went and did it?
Yeah, I invented a show that I said doesn't really work because my twin lives up in Edinburgh. And so I've had to tweak it a little bit. And I did, you know, in The Prestige, the transported man.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah,
yeah, but, so I did a.
Yeah, I mean, I watched The Prestige. I love The Prestige, but I also know about The Prestige because good luck ever meeting up with Stu and he doesn't mention it. He loves it. He loves The Prestige so much.
I use it as a structural basis for everything I do.
Yeah.
I did The Transported Man, but I was like, obviously, some bits in some of the show won't work because my twin's not here. And then just had my friend and comic, Rhiannon Shaw, wearing the same clothes as me, step out from the other side of the stage to pick up the ball that I'd rolled across and then carry on doing the show as me.
I thought you were going to say that no one was there. In the film, Christian Bale does the thing where he bounces the ball across the stage, he goes in a door, and then out the other door, the other side of the stage, he walks out of it again, catches the ball.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to do it, that you go in the ball just bounces off stage and never comes out the door.
Maybe I should have done. I rolled a golf ball
and
Rhiannon stepped out, picked it up, said honk honk, and then did some material, and then went, oh, actually, I'm going to get changed back into the other gilet, and then I came back on stage.
Yeah.
It's not for everyone.
It's not for everyone.
Still a sparkling water, Stuart Law's.
Just still, please.
Just still.
Yep. Thank
Get
you.
Out.
Not messing with the sparkling. You're not a sparkling boy.
No, I've never liked sparkling. And it always puzzles me when people pick it. I can't get... I've tried every now and then. I'm like, yeah. You know what? You're in your late 30s now. It's time to be a grown-up.
Yeah.
Have some sparkling water. And then I try it. I'm like, ugh.
Do you see it, out. You see it as grown-up water?
Yeah.
Really? I like wine and beer. Is more grown-up.
I don't like wine or beer either.
You don't like wine or beer?
And I feel like that's what I'll grow up in and like.
Yeah.
He loves cocktails. You started having cocktail nights?
Love cocktails. I'll have a cocktail night every now and then.
At his house?
Made margaritas. You didn't have them. You had the old fashions, didn't you?
I had a margarita early on in the night.
Yeah. People called it lethal juice.
Yeah, it was unacceptable. So that's not great. A margarita.
It was perfect.
Just
it was exactly to the recipe.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Was it your recipe that you invented?
Yeah. It's lime and then the same amount in triple sec and then double that in tequila. That's a margarita.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, look, that's what it tasted like for sure. Yeah. Those ingredients that you just listed there.
And it was delicious.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it was so delicious that it instantly made me make the wrong decision and have 10 old fashions or whatever it was afterwards. It's not a good next day.
Would you say that you reacted well to all of that alcohol and then sort of felt good the next day?
Didn't feel good the next day. In the evening, it was definitely the kind of morning after where you're having a go. Okay, let's go back over everything I said yesterday and see if I have to apologise to everyone. And the only person I was mean to was you, so yeah. No apologies.
No apologies necessary.
I made fun of him because I found out that he's got, you know, people used to have those CD wallets.
Yeah. Yes.
He's still got one full, absolutely full to the brim.
Not full of CDs, though.
DVDs.
DVDs.
Like, he's just showing you for, it's just like book after book. The CD.
I didn't get it out. It's like, everyone now time to have a little look at this.
Well, it sounds like you did, like it was a photo album.
And then I had to go through it and explain why I had so many seasons of Family Guy in there.
Yeah.
Eastbound and Down, just like page after page of Eastbound and Down.
It sounds like a really good night. I'm sorry I couldn't come.
Yeah. It's a shame.
Lethal margaritas and then look at Stu's DVD collection.
DVD wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alphabetical order.
P is absolutely full because Prestige has got about 50 times.
Do you think you'll ever be grown up enough to enjoy sparkling water? Would you see that as like the next step in your life?
That would be, I think, after the midlife crisis.
Mm.
That's when you readjust everything. Suddenly I eat really clean all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm fully into oat milk. At the moment, I'm halfway house.
Are you? Yeah. What? Cow's milk?
I'll have some oat milk.
A cow that's been eating oats.
I'll have some cow milk. And then I'll switch between.
Right.
Okay.
At the moment, it's full still. Maybe I'll put some cordial in with the sparkling.
Yeah.
Would that work?
Oh, yeah.
Does that count?
But yeah. If you want still you water.
No, I don't still water.
It just has still water. Just
but if you want, if what you would prefer is the cordial.
Well, here's where I'm seeing things, right? I'm in this restaurant all day in my head.
Okay.
So the dream restaurant
not part of the rules.
Is a town. I'm in a town. It's the whole town is the restaurant.
Right.
Okay.
And it's a whole day that I'm there. Okay. So I'm waking up, I'm having some still water.
Are you in the town square?
Start
or
off
are
with
you in a restaurant?
Where are you waking up?
In a B&B in the town.
Okay, lovely. Uh-huh.
I'm having some tap water, some still water.
Yeah.
I progress from tap to still.
Yes.
A bottle of still just outside the door.
Okay.
The B&B owner's left it there and it's chilled.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about the B&B owner in the town?
Yeah. He used to live in my area and so he wants to talk about that loads.
He sounds so annoying.
Yeah.
This is in your dreams.
Yeah.
An annoying B&B owner who leaves you water and waits for you to talk about your town.
Yeah. It gives me a chance to practice interacting with people in a normal way.
Okay. Yeah, do you need that first thing in the morning?
Because what I've got planned for the rest of the day. I need to be match fit for talking to people.
Talking to the Airbnb owner who's annoying.
Yeah. And he's saying stuff like, oh, yeah, I used to go down where I slip Lido. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, it's very popular. It was very popular during lockdown. And he's like, well, yeah, I heard about that, actually. And I'm like, fucking hell, I'm blending in. I am blending in right now.
Blended in? In a conversation just you and one person?
Yeah. He barely notices I'm there.
Look, I'm blending in there.
Okay, so you don't want any cordial?
No cordial. Was that the secret ingredient?
No. Is there a reason... Is there a reason why you've chosen to have it a whole day in the town?
Oh, partly because my starter, if I ever get to it, I don't really like starters.
Uh-huh.
So it's, it's a slight shift on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll find out why you're having a whole day in the town.
I can Aykroyd this if you want.
No, don't Aykroyd it. We can't afford to do that again.
Imagine if we tried to kick Aykroyd out.
Man, that would have been...
Halfway through his monologue.
So tap water and then still water waiting outside.
Yeah, so I'm sort of, I've probably got a little glass by the bed that I filled up the night before.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Little swig of that. That gets the system going. Start pissing myself.
Problems or bread? Problems or bread, Stuart Laws? Problems or bread?
Bread.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, every single time, that's going to be... so tense about the bread there. That's where I thought it would be.
You thought we were going to pick water or bread as the secret ingredient.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't put anything past you. Also, I imagine now there is a possibility that the secret ingredient is so random that it would never be picked by me.
The thing is,
it's all psychological warfare.
Yeah, whatever way round it is, it works for us.
Yeah.
Because
if
you get kicked out because we put a really obvious secret ingredient in, great. If you're constantly tense for the whole episode, great. Mm.
Is that what you want?
Like, I'll tell you what the secret ingredient is. I won't tell you what it is.
Right.
But it'll be like a Devin Brown trick for you.
Fuck.
It'll be something where when you get kicked out,
yeah,
you'll go, how did they predict that?
Mm. Which, and then I'll respect it.
Yeah, it won't be like a trap that anyone could have fought for.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be just like the Prestige.
It's not a trap that just anyone could have fallen for.
Is one of you a twin?
It's also
I've
not
never revealed it.
Like something that is like famously your favourite thing.
Yeah.
It's something that you will be like, how did they know that I was going to pick it? I can't believe this has happened to me.
Oh, God. You've just got yourself now a little timid little mouse as a guest.
Yes. Not for the first time.
So I'm picking bread.
Yeah, great. And I wouldn't have known, actually, whether you would have picked popcorns or bread.
Yeah.
I know that you like crisps.
Yeah.
You start there with Frazzles. I mean, you could have had Frazzles here.
Oh, could have done.
You could have had back a big poppadom with Frazzle dust on it.
Oh, imagine.
If you had me on as a teenager, that would have been it.
Yeah, that would have been weird.
It would have been weird. It was pre-podcast time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't know either of you. But yeah, get an email.
Yeah.
To agent_laws@yahoo.com. It'll be the little bread that you get in the rack at a B&B.
So is this in the B&B still?
Yeah. Okay. I'm still there.
Okay.
Are you now basing your choices on the fact you're in a B&B?
Yeah, that one.
Because this doesn't sound like it can be anyone's actual favourite.
Right. Do you mean toast as well?
You mean toast.
You've painted yourself into a corner where you're spending the day in the town and you're in a B&B.
Yeah.
And now you're having to go, okay, so now I'm in the town, so what would I have? So if I'm starting the day, I have the water, then my bread's got to be in the B&B still, so I've got to have the B&B bread, even though it's not your favourite bread.
And it is toast.
Potentially the favourite, right. Here's the alternative is that I go do park run quite regularly. It's a 5K run, 9 a.m. on Saturday.
Yes.
The toast they have at the Rickmansworth Aquadrome Cafe, it's just a delicious sourdough.
Yeah.
Delicious butter. That's why I run it. I'm getting there. I'm having that every single time with either marmalade or with, but what will I do? I'll leave a little like quarter of each one with no marmalade on just so I can enjoy it with the butter.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then I'm into the marmalade or to the raspberry jam.
Okay.
Well, look, it's perfectly possible that in the B&B that you've invented in your mind, what they're putting in the rack is the Rickmansworth
Aquadrome
cafe toast that you have after or before you do park run.
I'd love that, but there's also something incredibly evocative about that sort of like whole meal, half slice that's slightly soggy.
Well, you can get the joy about that is when you're in a hotel or a B&B, they say, do you want white or brown bread? I'm always back with mixed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you can have a mixed rack. You can have the Aquadrome white.
Yeah.
And then the B&B wholemeal.
I actually go with the seeded sourdough, which is slightly wholemeal-y.
Okay.
Yeah. So not to pick you up on that at all in any way.
It's fine. It's your dream B&B.
Thank you. This is a new podcast.
So hold on, what is it?
It's the rack.
It's toast.
But it's sourdough toast.
But it's not the Rickmansworth Aquadrome Cafe toast that you have.
Yeah, is that the secret ingredient?
No. No. Although that would be very Devin Brown. If we knew that, hand you an envelope and it says Rickmansworth Aquadrome Cafe Toast.
Just checking under my chair for an envelope.
And is the owner of the B&B talking to you throughout all of this?
No, they've left me. I've put my AirPods in.
So they might still be there.
Okay, but I'm listening to Case Files because I'm in town to solve a case.
What's the case?
As if someone's disappeared. Who? One of you has disappeared and I'm there to say
that. Oh, no.
Yeah. Who?
James has.
James has disappeared.
I've disappeared.
Yeah.
In the town.
Yeah.
So what town is it?
It's up in North Oregon.
I was never there anyway.
No, you were.
You were.
You were.
You were. James, you need to work on your improv, man.
Yeah. Just on stage. I'm not there. No, you are.
I'm not there.
I've never been there.
That's why I'm missing. Never been there.
That's where you've been tracked to anyway. Yeah, okay. So I'm there to solve the case, and Ed can't do it because he's doing Great British Menu or something. And yeah. Like, yeah. I can't.
So I'm not there at all.
Yeah, you're on the gravy train.
Yeah, okay.
So your dream meal is spending the day in a town where I've gone missing.
Yeah. I love this idea.
You've got to solve it.
Yeah.
So this isn't going to be a meal as such, so much as a day of eating while you try and solve a missing person's case.
Yeah, but it will fit your format perfectly.
Yeah, kind of. Well, not perfectly.
Unless I get kicked out.
I like this solving the case thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? You're not the one who's gone missing. Yeah, or will you be the one who's...
The only evidence we have at the moment is DNA evidence of where you've been.
What sort of DNA?
Come.
I know it before you said it.
Yeah, why do you think I asked?
Where'd you find it?
You don't want to know where it is, but some of it's on the ceiling. Like some of it's on the ceiling.
That's mainly where it ends up.
Yeah.
Like a rocket.
So, yeah, you've had this toast. You fueled yourself for the day's investigations.
Yep, done a quick 5K to get myself ready.
Yeah.
And now it's out. I'm on the beat.
And now you're starter. I was on the beat. That's how they found Mark. Your starter
is cherry pie with black coffee.
Now, this we could have predicted. One of the earliest sweet entries.
Oh, no.
I respect it. I respect it, but that's a dessert. That's a dessert as a starter.
Yeah.
But when am I having it? About 11-ish.
Yeah, but then it's not a starter, is it?
No, but he's having it.
It's a starter to my day.
Yeah, because he's having a meal throughout the day. This is what he's done. This is why he's done. The whole thing revolves around this one choice. The whole setup of it's an entire day, and I'm in a town and someone's gone missing. None of that would exist if he didn't want cherry pie as his starter.
That's 100% true.
Yeah. And where are you getting the cherry pie and black coffee?
From the diner.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Is there a real place, first of all?
That we can beam it in from, like we did with the Rickmansworth Aquadrome Cafe.
There's not a real place. Anytime I'm in America, I will go to a diner and have cherry pie.
Mm.
I tried to go to that one, the place where Michael McKean recommended in Oregon, and I started driving. It was like an hour and a half drive south of where I was staying. And I was like, I'll do that. There's some nice sights on the way. I've got nothing to do. Started driving and then went, I should actually check that it's open. Closed that day.
Yeah.
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 Just random Tuesday. Closed.
And you do a lot of holidays by yourself in America.
What are you trying to say? You,
nothing. Just trying to get into...
the truth.
Just trying to open up more about your life to the listener.
Yeah. I love going on holiday by myself.
To America specifically.
Specifically, yeah. I'll do it anywhere, but America specifically, because it's got that sort of like romantic sort of vibe to it, right? Mm. I like going to small town America. I love crumbling Americana. I love all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So you're in the local diner of this town?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like a standard American diner?
Yeah, pulling up outside, kicking the door closed, looking back at it. Oh, fuck, rental company's going to be annoyed at that. Put a hole in it.
Yeah. There's a policeman sat in there as well.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Smoking inside.
Yeah.
That's nice as well. We want that.
Yeah.
There's smoking inside, but only by police officers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And there's a woman, she's about 80, 85 behind, and she's like, hey, how you doing there, partner?
What the?
And where's she from?
She's from Australia.
Even I.
Yeah. So Shrek's in there.
You wish.
What am I getting you? Black coffee? Cherry pie? And I'm like...
So have you been there before?
Yes.
Okay, because otherwise she's got your order exactly right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the Prestige.
Done really well there, the Prestige.
I've not seen the Prestige.
Yeah, that's what happens.
You should, it's really good.
That's what happens. Yeah. One of them guesses the cherry pie. And then the other one goes crazy trying to figure out how they did it. So is it like a big slice of cherry pie?
It's a sixth of the pie.
That's a good size, though.
It's a good size.
Yeah, it's a good size.
Warm.
Yeah.
Ice cream?
No, just because this time of day you got the black coffee, you're not having any dairy involved with it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cherry pie, black coffee, no dairy.
What's the pastry like?
It's, it is quite flaky actually, now you ask, James.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a flake to it, which is nice, but there's a couple of bits where it's very well done.
Uh huh.
Right on the rim.
Yeah.
The rim of the pie.
Yeah.
It's quite well done.
You would have to push down on it with your spoon on the plate and then it would snap and maybe a bit would ping off and hit the policeman or something.
Yeah, and he immediately pulled his weapon.
He shot it out the air.
And that classic cherry pie filling. Do you want to see bits? You know,
I want visible cherries. Yeah.
You want visible cherries?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want it just to be.
I rarely have a cherry pie, you know, but it is delicious.
It's great.
And the problem is, when you are a single person who lives alone most of the time, cherry pies over here, they're only sold in big pies.
Of course.
So what am I supposed to do?
Okay.
You can make three days.
Like that's a problem for you. Well, let's all pretend.
Have a three-day cherry pie fest.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm still, like, obviously I'm annoyed when people waste the opportunity of a starter to
What would you have in this small town?
But it's not my dream to be in the small town.
Bacon and waffles.
What you've done is you've given yourself a day's work to do.
Yeah, well, I want to save my friend. He's gone missing.
Yeah, but then I'd find him first and then have a big slap up meal.
How
at
are
the
you
end
finding
of the day.
Him?
Well, I don't know because I don't know any of the clues yet.
I've got my cherry pie.
There's all the cum all over the ceiling, obviously, but I don't think that's going to help.
Well, I don't know.
You're going to follow a trail of cum like he's a big snail.
Maybe I'll try to write a message in it. Get the blue light on or whatever.
Well, yeah, I'm about to go through the photos. I've got the case there in that like brown folder.
Yeah. So you got your pie, you got the pictures of your friend's cum, and you're just like leafing through.
Yeah, and then the case file next to it.
We had a guest on who said, I'd like to be looking at pictures of my cum. During the thing.
Maybe that's why I don't want any cream or ice cream with the cherry pie. It's putting me in the wrong mindset.
My God. Can't believe I'm letting this go as easy as I am, actually.
So cherry pie, black coffee.
Yes.
You're in the diner.
Yeah.
Then a bit of investigation.
So I've got the dictaphone, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm playing back some recordings that I've done. I just did a couple of brief interviews the night before.
Yeah.
Who'd you interview?
Well, the town mayor just happened to be in the bar I was in. So I just interviewed them just to get an idea of the town.
The mayor?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the mayor's name?
Billy Grunson.
Mayor Grunson.
Lived there since he was a kid.
Yeah.
Mayor since he was a kid as well, actually.
How old is he now?
He's 19 now.
19
He's
now.
19
yeah,
now.
He couldn't drink. I bought him a drink and he was like, can't have that.
Yeah.
I'm the mayor, can't be seen to have that.
Yeah.
But he's in the bar.
Yeah, yeah. He's in the bar.
Suspicious.
He's allowed. Yeah, big chains. Had a little chat with him. And then, of course, the high school football star.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
What's his name?
She is called, because they've got a female team now over there. Yeah. And they're trying to do their bit for equality over there. Her name is Shirley Grunson.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, Shirley Grunson. How is she related to Billy Grunson?
Yes.
How?
Mother.
Shirley Grunson, the high school football star, is a 19-year-old's mother.
Because the star is actually the coach. So everyone really admires the coach. The coach, she's come in because she used to coach NFL.
Yeah.
And she's come in and she said, I can turn this town around.
Yeah.
And so now both of the teams, the men's and the women's teams, are going to go into, they're being drafted into the NFL the next year. College football teams. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as the whole team.
And what does Shirley Grunson have to say for herself?
So far, I'm suspecting the Grunsons.
Shirley says, look, there was a truck that came through town the night before with like a dangerous load on it.
Hang on, what? Was it all his? Or?
Yeah, well, let everyone do that joke in their head.
Basically, it's here.
I don't call it the truck.
There's a couple of military towns based around the area. Yeah. So, like, there was some stuff going through potentially to these military bases.
Okay.
And some stuff fell off.
Okay.
So we don't know what that is.
Okay.
But Shirley noticed that.
If we put a pin in it and ask you what your main course is?
I should have put a pin in it. Then it wouldn't have gone off all over the scene.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you're up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but yes. My wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it. And then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
What's your main course? Whereabouts in the town are you eating it? And which Grunton do you meet during this?
You really should have come up with a storyline before you got here. Because now you've got the armed forces involved. Yeah. You got to figure out
I did
out
come
that.
Up with it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the casino's trying to be built in the town.
Yeah.
And the armed forces are involved in some way. And the Gruntons, the coach and the mayor.
Yeah.
Her son, the mayor.
Yeah. Her son, the mayor. 19. You know, they're coach in a way. He's coaching the town to be better townsfolk.
Yeah, so they're coaches by nature.
So yeah, this is taking place now. This is like 5 p.m. So I spent the day out on the beat.
Yeah, so you've not had a lot so far.
Yeah, yeah. So as I said, I'm slow to get going. Mm-hmm. Slow to get going. Yeah. Have a late breakfast / brunch.
Yeah,
and then I'm out on the beat. So I've had water and bread, cherry pie and coffee. Yeah. Yeah. So now I'm finding the Indian restaurant.
I would say that small town America is not necessarily famous for its Indian food.
It's weird that this place has got a really good one.
Yeah. This one's got one from back home that's been transported.
Yes,
there?
It does. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
What particular restaurant is it?
Oh, okay, so there's one that's in the old town in Amersham where I used to live, which was great, called Raj Gate. Delicious. Used to always order in from there.
Mm.
I think it's got to be the one in Joe's Cross called Malik's is just great.
Yeah,
it's top end.
It's your favourite.
Absolutely delicious.
So you want that in the town?
Yeah, let's get that over there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you ordering from it?
Well, this is where I'm now gauging whether or not I go in there and order a completely different meal to an Indian meal, because that might be the secret ingredient. I'm trying to gauge your faces.
You can't get Malik's over.
And then make them do chorizo broccoli pasta.
Make them do Domino's.
That'd be the dream.
I'd have a lamb madras.
Lamb madras from Malik's.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's the standard go-to for me. Any restaurant, any Indian restaurant I go to, that's what I'm having if I can.
Why did you decide that very early on? Because you had one lamb madras you liked, or did you go on a tour around the menu and work out what you liked?
What I did, I think, is I hit on that very early on, and then occasionally I take a little detour, have a little look what's happening around, and then always come back to the lamb madras.
So what were the other ones you tried and didn't?
Carolyn Lamb, Everest Lamb, all the biryanis, the tikka masala is too sweet, isn't it? Mm. And that's, I'm saying
that's
it's
you
too
saying,
sweet.
Matt.
That's me saying
it. You've had cherry pie for your starter.
Yeah. Yeah. And now I'm going in there. What am I having with it? Poppadoms, obviously.
Yeah.
That's coming in with it.
Yeah.
All of the accoutrements, onion bhajis. We're just having that as a full meal because it's always good.
Rice?
Yeah, rice is going
in there. What kind of rice?
Is this a trick?
I'm just asking you.
What kind of rice?
Just relax, man.
Just the nice rice. Just nice rice.
Nice rice.
Yeah, nice rice.
What does that mean?
Just nice rice.
But do you want like mushroom rice or
pilau rice?
Pilau rice.
Whatever comes.
Well, James.
Probably not mushroom rice.
Yeah.
Don't like mushrooms.
Special rice?
What's the special rice?
Also has peas in it, maybe some...
If you're offering that to me, I'll have that, yeah.
this suspicion thing, fuck, it kills the flow because you're genuinely worried.
Yeah, yeah,
it's genuinely. Worried. We've never had an episode where someone's so on edge.
No, it's nice, different energy.
Peas.
Chuck some peas in there if you
prawns.
Want. No. Trying to stay off the old seafood as much as possible for the good of the land.
Because
if they get too comfortable, they'll come on the land.
That's what you're scared of.
Yeah, yeah.
But surely then you should eat more of them. So then there's less of an army to come on the land.
I want them to not blame me at any point. If they come on land, I don't want them to look at me and be like, well, this guy's been, yeah. been at. Yeah.
So it's not for the good of the land.
It's for the good of me.
It's for the good of the stew.
Yeah. So and for this, for the planet. Let's respect nature.
Yeah. Sure.
Am I eating beef all the time? Yes. I love beef. Beef is delicious.
But you're famous. You're not going to have kids.
Yes. So, I've ticked that box.
So let's respect nature. Lamb address.
Lamb address. Yeah. Kill a nice little lamb. Sometimes you go into an Indian restaurant, you can tell that the sauces come from like a tin or something like that.
Yeah.
Sort of thinner, runnier sort of thing. You want the proper, they've made the sauce in-house. Lovely stuff. Chunky. Just that level of heat where you're just like, okay, some sweat starts to come out.
Yeah.
But it's not like you're having to take breaks.
Who have you been to Malik's with?
I go to Malik's with, there's a group of people I'm friends with who we do a lot of running, but we will occasionally go for a curry together, a little celebration. We went to one in High Wycombe where a few of us were there and the table next to us was basically, it looked like two men who almost definitely voted to leave the EU.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of vibe. They'd been out drinking all day, late 50s, and then their wives as well, who didn't seem like they were allowed to talk.
Uh-huh.
And the lads, they were just on it, shouting, everything like that. But there was an uneasy atmosphere there. Mm-hmm. And they sat down and the plates were put out for them. And I was just looking over and one of them, bald head, just sort of looked like he was like vibrating a little bit.
And pulsing.
I was like, yeah, pulsing just like that. And the plate got put out in front of him and he just immediately vomited 5 pints of lager onto
it.
Oh
my God.
And it just hit the plate, and the plate acted as like a reflection sort of, and it just burst out all over the two women opposite and sort of almost hit our table as well. We were so close. And his friend immediately stood up and just announced to the entire restaurant, "My friend has taken ill. His night is over." Like he was trying to be as formal as possible.
My friend has taken
didn't get
ill.
Kicked out. And then he looked over at our table and he went, "Your night is over too."
Was he right?
We got moved to another table.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, for a little while we thought, yeah, maybe our night
That's
is
it.
Over.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just love that confidence of being like, we fucked up badly, so we're going to just end everybody else's night.
Do you want them there at this?
Yeah, I'd like them there, but it's happening in the background because they were taken out and then they kept coming in to sort of apologise and to try and clean up. And yeah, there was a lot of back and forth. I'd love that sort of hubbub happening.
Yeah.
Because I think going out for a curry is always a pretty good social occasion. My football team would always do end of season dues at a curry house in Beaconsfield. Christian football team, shout out to Gold Hill FC.
Yeah.
And it's always a good vibe.
Stuart's an atheist.
Non-religious on a Christian football team. Played for 21 years.
You're
for
a ringer. You're an atheist ringer.
I was a manager for a while, but they couldn't make that official.
I don't think they think you're the manager. I think there's another big guy for them.
Yeah, big shout out to the big guy.
Yeah.
Paul. He's in charge of it all.
Shirley Grunson. Are you questioning anyone in the restaurant?
Yeah.
Are you just having your
whole time? Guess who's prime suspects?
The guys who did the Your Night Is Over?
Yeah.
So.
What are their names?
Barry and Terry.
Grunson?
No. Barry and Terry Slough.
Barry and Terry Slough.
Oh, so they're brothers?
Yeah. Brothers married?
They're brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Married to sisters.
Yeah.
Who are called?
Shirley.
Oh, Shirley
again. Here we go.
Yeah. There's another Shirley. Yeah. And Barbara.
Shirley and Barbara.
Yeah.
What are their names? What's their name?
Redding.
Yeah, Redding.
Shirley and Barbara Redding.
Slough and Redding.
Barry and Terry Slough.
Yeah.
Slough and Redding.
Yeah. It was a match made in the stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did they say when you questioned them?
They said that they'd seen someone the night before interacting with some of the equipment that had fallen off the lorries
mm-hmm.
and that they'd scurried away. Like a little raccoon. like carrying, you know, when raccoons scurry off and they've got something in their front hand, they're running on the back legs.
Yeah, that was that.
But it was a human, so they should have been able to do that anyway.
Into Stuart's YouTube history there.
So to boil it down, someone took something.
Someone took something and ran into the new build, which is the casino, but it's not finished yet.
Sorry,
I've got a side drink to the main.
Oh, yeah?
It's a ice cold Pepsi in a glass bottle. And the one I'm thinking of is from a petrol station in a Ugandan village.
Okay.
That near Lake Victoria. Is it Lake Victoria? Let's hope so. So I was there doing some work and it was extremely hot.
Yeah.
I think we were going out onto the lake to do some filming or something. And I was like, I need to go and get something to drink, pop into this little petrol station, tiny little place. And the fridge was the coldest fridge I've ever experienced. Uh-huh. Couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. It didn't cross the Rubicon.
What's the tipping point there?
Yeah. It was probably 0.7 degrees.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And also as well, like the Pepsi that's not from the UK always tastes better. I don't know what the ingredients are.
This has got a massive coincidence. So we've just like, we're doing three podcasts today. You're the second one. First one, we had Tahib Jamal on it, of Ted Lasso fame. He chose as his dream drink a glass bottle of Fanta from Nigeria. And he said, it tastes different. It's better when it's in the glass bottle.
Agreed.
Maybe it's the same. Maybe African Pepsi is different.
It's like Benito's now having to Google that, even though earlier he had to Google Nigerian Fanta and now he's Googling Ugandan Pepsi. And also the amount of time between the two of them, about 2 hours, is quite weird. It's going to show up as so flag weird. A bit weird on his searches.
Yeah, yeah.
Dream side dish.
Okay, so this is taking place now 9 o'clock-ish.
In the evening?
Yeah. So I've done some more investigating. I found out that most likely you are hidden there somewhere in the basement of the casino.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
And it's because you naturally object to gambling.
Yeah, sure. I'm anti-gamble, as Ed knows.
Yeah. What? That's where you've ended up, right. So I need to get there, but obviously I'm hungry because I've only had a curry.
Yeah.
3 hours earlier.
Yeah.
So it's time to get on my evening meal. This is where I'm coming alive, right?
So the brain is alive. The evening meal.
It's the evening meal.
Just getting it all straight in my head. As well as the case and all of that.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I feel like we should have like a palate cleanser in between.
Mm. Okay.
Like a Kendall mint cake or something like that.
Yeah.
Just in between each course.
Just the heaviest, sweetest thing available.
What kind of Kendall mint cake are you having?
Just the pure, just the white mint. Yeah,
yeah.
Jesus, man. But it's a palate cleanser. It's not to keep me going.
It's not a palate cleanser.
Cleansing anything.
What do you mean? Okay, all right.
The sweetest mint in the world. A block of mint and glucose.
Okay, let's have an amuse-bouche in between then.
Well, no, because you've already amused your fucking bouche.
Yeah, that doesn't go there.
Your bouche got amused like hours ago when you had toast and then cherry pie and then a full curry, and then you're saying you have a Kendall mint cake before your side dish.
Okay,
if you want a Kendall mint cake, yes,
that's a palate cleanser.
You're walking around the town all day, you're on the beat, exactly, you know, you need the energy.
I need the energy. Am I allowed to snack as well in this restaurant?
It's not a restaurant. It's a whole town.
It's a whole town that you're solving.
So I'm having a snack. I'm not going to say actually because I think that might be the
what?
No, I'm not going to say that one.
What are you snacking on?
I'm just having some chocolate just during the day.
Well, just say what it is.
Just having an Alfredo.
There you go.
With some marshmallows.
What?
So you got those in your pocket?
The Alfredo's the bread, and the marshmallows is the filling.
What, you got two Alfredos and some marshmallows in between?
Yeah.
Are you melting that?
We melt it a little bit.
Where are you melting it in the town?
Well, on the town bonfire.
Yeah.
I don't like this town.
It's got a massive bonfire. It's not stopped burning for 15 years.
Is it a tyre fire? Not the tyre fire.
It's previous buildings that they don't need anymore.
Okay.
They set fire
so
to
as
them.
Industries disappear and are not needed. So there was the big MP3 player factory.
Yeah, God, it's like a Bruce Springsteen song, this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there's loads of musicians that sing about their dads working at the MP3 factory. Making MP3s. I think for my side, my evening meal, supper.
Yeah.
I think it's closed now. The Ginger Man in Boston. They had buttermilk chicken sliders with hot sauce and pickles and then like a roasted Brussels with a balsamic reduction and bacon. So that'll
be one dish.
That's one. Yes.
I'll let him have that.
Yeah. Of course you would. You're the Ginger Man.
But case closed.
Yeah, chicken sliders with hot sauce and pickles. Perfect. That's it. More and more in my life now, all I want my food to do is just tear my mouth apart.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And then the next day, tear.
Yeah, oh dear.
The other side apart.
Yeah.
Dick.
I want my food to tear my dick apart.
Having a piss the next morning. Oh, fucking hell, I had a curry last night.
Jesus Christ, the pickles coming out of it.
I've really got into just having a big jar of pickles at home lately.
Yeah?
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah. Just started doing it.
My dad was obsessed with pickles as a kid. It sort of put me off them a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You'll love this. I worked with someone recently who's so obsessed with picklebacks that if she goes into a pub with her friends and they don't have the pickle juice to do picklebacks, she'll go to a supermarket and buy a jar of pickles so she can use the brine. And someone texted her and said, "You been in this pub recently?" She was like, "Yeah, how do you know?" She went, "I've just found half a jar of pickles in the toilet."
That's why the backs of toilets are often covered, so you can't put your pickles down.
Yeah. That's a deleted scene from Godfather as well. Like, they don't serve picklebacks, he goes in. They got it taped to the back of the scissors. Don't worry.
Are you just dunking in your like fork trying to like spear one?
If I'm eating something already and I've got a fork handy, but otherwise I'll just put my fingers in.
Really?
Put that, like, no one else is eating those pickles in the house. I'm the only one who's into
private pickles.
Yeah.
Is he on the case as well?
he's private pickles. Any clues? Yeah.
He actually didn't get accepted by the army, so he's staying nearby and he keeps doing the tests to get in.
Yeah.
But he can't get in.
They can't get in. Yeah. Really.
It's a shame.
Yeah. Poor guy.
For Halloween, would you do that big bowl of pickle brine and then pickles in it and then dunking in to try and get a pickle?
It's a complicated question.
It's a yes, no.
Well, if I walked into a Halloween party and that was already set up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're not setting it up.
I'm not doing that.
No.
I don't want to do it enough that I'm going to do it.
Because it's a statement. If people turn up at yours and you've set that up, they're like, fucking
Well, you're not having anyone over for a start.
I'm not having anyone over. I wouldn't want to. But like, if someone was like, yeah, you got to do this.
Yeah.
Like, forget it. But if I walked in and it was just there and people were like, we're all doing this, do you want to bob for pickles?
And
like,
before they even look back at you, your head's fully submerged.
Yeah, I'm all in. And I'm definitely getting one.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to get one. I'm not going to not get a pickle.
Yeah. It would have to be different size pickles as well to make it like, harder for some people.
Those little tiny ones.
Cornichons.
Cornichons.
Yeah, tiny little cornichons. There. Yeah.
Those
yeah.
big ones you get in petrol stations where you get one pickle in the packet.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I bought a couple of them for my sister's birthday the other day. She loves them. I don't understand. One of them is called a sour sis. I don't know why you're both looking at me like this.
Did you buy her anything else?
Yeah, I got her tickets to Groundhog Day.
No one's ever bought that present. Tickets to Groundhog Day and two big pickles.
What about, and there's pickled eggs in there as well.
What?
In the big pool, in the bobbing pool.
Oh, in the bobbing pool.
I've never really had a pickled egg, actually.
Really?
So, I don't think I've had a pickled egg.
I think I would do it just because that'd be a bit of a fun element. You know, don't know if I'm going to get a pickled egg for the first time while I'm blindfolded while I'm bobbing for pickles.
What's the worst thing that you could bite into that's been pickled in there?
Finger.
Little pickled finger.
Yeah, I guess like if someone's pickled a person.
Okay, let's stick to vegetables, yeah.
I'm not a massive fan of umeboshi, which is the sour pickled plums in Japan. Not a big fan of those. It's almost too much flavour for me.
So it's sweet and sour?
Yeah, sweet and sour and very salty. You'd like it.
Yeah, I could be up for that.
I don't think I've ever had anything pickled that I don't like, really. Yeah. I've been lucky and blessed.
Yeah, you are actually. Apart from in this town,
how many sliders? And is it like on
three
a bed,
sliders?
Three sliders on a bed of roasted Brussels.
Yeah,
from the ginger man.
Yeah, yeah. I love balsamic reduction. Big fan of that. When I discovered that was a thing,
yeah,
couldn't believe it. So I got a little one of those. Well, I identify as a man, so I've got a skillet. That's what we have. That's how we identify ourselves.
Yeah.
I love chucking the onions.
Still don't know where each sentence is going.
I love frying up the onions on that. Chucking on the balsamic.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the best. Why did no one tell me about that
and
earlier?
And then you reduce it on there.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's the thing about the balsamic reduction? It's more like, is it sweeter?
It's sweeter.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like it's having syrup on something.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But it's got a bit of tang bit of tang.
It's mainly just quite sweet.
Yeah, it's really sweet. And what's the drink with that? Bottle of Prosecco.
A bottle of Prosecco?
Yeah.
How are you doing any investigating? Because
well, yeah. Celebrating.
Curry, I'm fucked. I'm absolutely fucked.
Curry, I'm done. Curry is the end of the night.
I've never had
a curry for lunch.
I've gone for a run after the curry.
You've gone for a run after? Yeah, so you've already done a 5K.
You've been sick, I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done a heart rate run where you run really slow, keep your heart rate low, just to sort of process it all. And also, I need to investigate some stuff on the outskirts of town.
Does it make you ill?
Yeah.
So is that...
I've been puking the entire time.
Is Barry behind you on the run going, my friend has been taken ill.
His night is over.
You go, it's not. I'm not on my side dish yet.
And then my drink, the bottle of Prosecco, has got its own side. Is that okay?
Hang on. So your side dish, which is, by the way, two side dishes...
It's on top of it.
It's got a drink.
Which is a whole bottle of
Prosecco. And then you're saying the drink also has a side.
Yes, the drink has a side.
Well, what is it?
Chambord. Yeah. The raspberry liqueur.
Yeah. But are you mixing that with the Prosecco?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay, well, that's fine. So we can, one drink. So you can put a little bit of that in the bottom of the glass.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
So really got into that when I went to an Everyman cinema for the first time. I wouldn't do that all the time.
Cinema-based.
Yeah. I mean, that shouldn't be surprising.
We went during the day. I just moved into my flat and my friend Matt had helped me move in. And then as part of that, we're going to go and watch Hell or High Water, which was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Go and watch that.
Chris Pine,
yeah. Great film. Really good. Then at the beginning, they come out and do the announcement like, oh, thank you for being here. We're going to play this film.
At they send out some poor bastard
and
shaking.
I hate it. Makes me feel anxious for them. Yeah. I'm like, I just want to watch the film.
I was at the IMAX last night.
Oh, yeah, they do it at the IMAX.
Yeah, they do it at the IMAX.
Yeah, yeah.
Awful. Britain's biggest screen.
And is it worse if they love doing it or worse if they hate doing it?
Worse if they love doing it.
Yeah.
Because I completely understand the people who hate doing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When they love doing it and they're trying to do like 5 minutes.
Yeah. They came out and they said, by the way, we're celebrating Chambord Monday. Who'd like a cocktail? So I celebrate Chambord Monday every Monday now.
Yeah. Do you?
As much as I can. Obviously, I feel bad when I don't get to celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is basically the cocktail they were offering was just Prosecco with Chambord.
Was it free?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was Chambord Monday?
Yeah, and because Matt was driving, he was like, you can have mine. So big shout out to Matt, the man who eats so much chocolate that he gives himself an enormous migraine. On the last day at university, all his friends had to be led in one by one to his darkened room because he'd eaten so much chocolate he'd given himself a migraine that was making him want to die.
Yeah.
And they had to all say goodbye one by one like he was a godfather.
Matt, of course, is who when Ed and I were on the run, we tried to get him to help us because it turned out that he knew one of the hunters. We tried to get Matt to give us the hunter's phone number and he was very responsible and wouldn't do it, even though we kept ringing him up to ask and calling him a pork rind bastard.
Now we know. We could have just bribed him with a Toblerone or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened. When we got caught and the hunters were chasing us, when they were chasing me, at one point I said, we know Matt. And it was the only time I saw him the front of a break character and looked confused. And what? And then when he caught me, he was like, how do you know him? I eventually told him and knew him for you. And then he was like, that guy eats so much chocolate. I was like, yeah, that's the main thing I know. It's the main thing I know about him.
How much chocolate is he eating?
Literally, you cannot leave any chocolate around. Like, I've had like a bar of chocolate, sat around his, and I've looked away for a couple of seconds. He's eating it all.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. He will just go through it. He is like a dog in that he has no off switch for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he will just sometimes be like, I can't do anything because I've eaten too much chocolate.
You know how you talk about you can't open it, you can't have like start a Terry's chocolate, a Tony's chocolate only.
Yeah.
Because you'll just finish the whole thing. Yeah. And it's mainly just with chocolate only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's any chocolate thing for Matt. Is that if he starts it, he's absolutely screwed.
Oh, it's a crushing disability.
If you got him like a Toblerone from an airport, like a massive,
gone.
Yeah.
If you go to Selfridges, you can personalise one. Have your name put on the packet.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean probably not your own name, is it?
So it's cheap. Sort of feels, cheap, but also it doesn't really look good on the packet. There's a lot of blank space.
Edlerone.
Yeah. That's good. I could put Edlerone on.
Well, he's actually the name of the local police chief in the town.
Is he not called Toby Lerone?
No, it's Ed Lerone.
Toby Lerone.
Very clearly Ed Lerone.
Now we're going on to your dream drink.
Yes.
So it's not that?
It's an old-fashioned.
Okay.
And that's, I'm celebrating by this point.
You're celebrating? That's
I'm in the hotel.
You found me?
I found you.
Right. Good news for me.
Okay. I found you. Do you know who was the guy who stole you?
Who?
Ed Lerone.
Ed Lerone, yeah. The police chief.
The police chief.
A character
and do you know why?
We've just been introduced to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fresh in your mind?
Yeah, because Billy Grunson was obviously the big...
The mayor. Yeah, to remind us who Billy Grunson is. We know who Billy Grunson is.
Yeah. Was the big suspect, because Billy Grunson's seen all your specials. So he was seen as... But actually, Billy was delighted you were in town and was hoping to come and see you do a show, but you were like, I'm not doing a show here, no way. I hate doing stand-up. Yeah. He kept screaming, I hate doing stand-up. It was weird, unprompted, which is what drew a lot of attention to you. And that's when Ed Lerone, who's trying to get promoted up to head of the army.
Yeah.
From police chief.
From chief of the police.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Thought, if I can get you to put a gig on, then Billy Grunson will promote me.
Okay.
So the mayor is in charge of promoting the chief of police to the head of the army.
Yeah.
How did he get me? How did Ed Lerone get me?
Well, you were wanking. And so you were...
Let's not forget, you were wanking.
Yeah, well, I was wondering how that factored into it.
Yeah.
So you were feeling at your weakest.
So I was, I was in the B&B wanking?
Yes, but a different B&B.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what I've finished...
B&B stands for Bashing the Bishop.
Bashing and Bishop.
Bashing a Bishop.
I've done it.
Bashing and Bishop.
I've collapsed back onto the bed in ecstasy.
And then, hang on. You collapsed back onto the bed?
Well, I've been sitting up in the bed.
You've been stood, staring into the mirror.
You're stood up.
Huh?
You're stood up.
No, I'm sitting on the bed.
You're sitting on the bed?
Sitting on the bed.
Okay. Sitting, not shitting.
I didn't say shitting. You're just sitting. It seems so normal.
I can't see myself in the mirror if I'm lying down.
Very, very formal. Sitting on the edge of the bed.
I can't look at my reflection.
Bolt upright.
Ed, if I'm lying down, I can't see myself in the mirror.
What are you doing with that little bit at the end of the bed that's for your shoes to go on when you lie on the bed?
I'll put my shoes on.
So you collapse back onto the bed in ecstasy.
Yeah. And then Eddie Lerone bursts in and gets me, does he?
Yeah.
So has he been waiting?
So he's grabbed that shoe protector thing.
Yeah.
He's wrapped that around your face straight away.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he's hit you around the head with your own shoe, like I just did with the microphone.
Yeah. Yeah.
At which point I came a second time.
And that hit the ceiling. Because now your angles are all off.
It's going all over the place. Because you collapsed back onto the bed.
Yeah. I've already got the mirror. Now I've got the ceiling.
So is Ed Lerone waiting? He's listening outside, waiting for James to be at his weakest.
Yeah, yeah.
Ed Lerone has just become like a normal name now. Just saying like it's a... Yeah. So that's what Ed Lerone's called me.
Yeah, because obviously Ed Lerone's got the skeleton key for the whole town.
Yeah, of course. He's got
so
everything.
So straight in, so he can get in any door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that means he could get into the casino.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie's casino.
Eddie's casino.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Eddie's gambling casino.
Yeah.
They just love British comedians over there.
Yeah.
They absolutely love it. There's a Goldsmiths down the road.
Yeah. Mr. Goldsmith.
And other places.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
I'll record some later. You can drop it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we discovered you down there, strapped up to the roulette table, and a wheel constantly going around, and Eddie Lerone saying, if it hits 36, I'm killing him.
What?
And I said, you're not killing him. And then we'd saved you. And then celebrate. We go into the big hotel in the middle of town by the bonfire.
Yeah.
I'm having an old-fashioned.
Lovely.
Am I having one or am I?
Yeah, you're having one as well.
Off again?
You're there.
Well, I imagine you have to go for a shower first.
Yeah, and then obviously
you stuck a bag over your head, and then just dragged you straight to the casino.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So you're having a quick shower, but obviously you know nature takes its course.
Yeah. Have a celebratory wank in there.
And you come down and
finish
you're like,
it as soon as I relax. Grunts and storms in. Bang over my head. Takes me to the mayor's offices.
You've not learned your lesson, have you?
Yeah.
And you come down. It's got the massive ice cube in it. Massive
ice
cube.
Yeah, I love a massive ice cube.
Yeah, yeah.
Really great.
With a stamp in the top. Have you seen that?
Where
the bar will put like they stamp their ice.
I love that.
Put a little logo in the top.
The last time I had, which was a massive one, was in a very fancy hotel in Seattle.
Mm.
I was due to fly home, but the flight got cancelled. And then you get like 500 quid allowance if it's 24-hour delay.
Uh-huh.
And so, keep receipts, claim it back. So I was like, well, I don't really need anything. I'm going to spend it all on a hotel.
Great.
I've never been in a hotel. It costs a lot of money, that much money before. So I spent about £450 for a night in this hotel. And I thought, got to do it. Take the book down, sit in the bar, have an old-fashioned. I'm sure some femme fatale will come over and talk to me.
Yeah, they often do that. They often do that when people are reading a book.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. I didn't read the book. I just looked at my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And had the old-fashioned and then just went... just go back to the room, I guess. Yeah. Just watch Netflix up there.
That's good old fashioned.
Great old fashioned.
That old fashioned?
Yeah, yeah. Let's do
the
that.
Seattle one.
Yeah, I think it was the Olympic Hotel or the Olympia or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think that no hotel room is worth more than £200 a night. I got in there and I was just like, this is fine. I just got a sitting room I'm not going to use.
Yeah, I agree with that, especially if you're by yourself.
Yeah.
Like sometimes when I'm on tour, like occasionally you'll just get a better room randomly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there'll be like a sofa in there and whatever. And you're like, well, I'm just going to sit on the bed.
Yeah. Yeah. Sit on the end of the bed.
Yeah. The good times roll. Worth every penny. Your dream dessert.
This is difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, it's difficult. Mm. You're a sweet tooth boy.
So many options.
Yeah. I mean, so you've already had cherry pie.
But let me tell you this.
Yes.
And I wouldn't normally tell people this, but you've been so tense the whole episode.
Yeah, yeah.
This is where we could get you.
Why didn't you tell me that beginning?
So tread very lightly.
Some of those awkward silences.
I tell you why we didn't tell you at the beginning, because I thought every course was going to be a dessert.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Genuinely, I expected something like that. I'm not surprised you had a cherry pie for your starter.
Mm.
Tread very lightly. To your left might be a covered up pit with spiky sticks in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the town.
Yeah. To your right might be one of those ropes that I don't know how anyone sets up, but you step in them and then it whips you up into a tree.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how you set them up, actually.
How do they do that?
That's the town's rope trap near the bonfire. So this is a problem, because when I was a kid at school, I had for lunch had a box of After Eights.
What? For lunch at school?
Yeah, they weren't even After Eights. They're the Woolworths own brand After Eights.
Stew. For lunch?
Who sent you in with them?
My parents didn't like box up some After Eights.
Where else were you getting them from? Box?
I had not taken anything. I didn't have any money. And all I had was enough. And I went into Woolworths. So I was like, I could afford that. Uh-huh. And I want that. So I'm going to have that.
But there must have been something else in Woolworths that wasn't that.
Almost definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, I could have gone to the bakery next door and just got like a roll or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I went, no, I want that right now. Yeah. Not thinking about what that meant for the rest of my day.
Mm. And your life, probably.
And my life.
Yeah. But you wouldn't, yeah, you're at school.
Yeah.
You're not thinking about that.
No.
Did you eat all of the After Eights for lunch?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also, that much of that sort of mint fondant stuff, I think, has some sort of laxative effect.
Yeah.
I think it's not good for you.
No. It's just like eating glue. It's like eating a whole box of glue.
Look, I really like, from like a nostalgic point of view, I really like a Frosty from Wendy's.
I don't really know what a Frosty is. Is it like
sort
a milkshake?
Sort of like halfway between a milkshake and an ice cream.
Yeah.
And I like the chocolate one there. Whenever we went as a family, as a kid, it was like...
Similar to McFlurry.
No, because you'd have a spoon. Yeah, you'd have a spoon to get it out, but it was like not as... It wasn't like... I don't know. It's not actual ice cream.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what it just... I just liked the flavour. I liked the vibe of like, oh, we're going to Wendy's, which was a restaurant we didn't have here.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. A restaurant, a fast food place. They had Dave, the guy who runs it, and it was all very homely. I liked all of that sort of Americana stuff. So it felt nice, but I think I just have to build my own enormous sundae.
That's what you want to do.
I think that's what I want to build. Build a huge sundae.
Take us through the sundae.
Here we go.
So when I went to the Isle of Man when I was younger, there was a restaurant on the dock where you could buy an ice cream that was like this big. And
which
it was like...
Which is how big for the listener?
That is about 40 centimetres wide, centrifuge.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of thing.
Size of a beach ball.
Diameter.
Size of a beach ball. Diameter, yeah. So it would probably be that sort of size, and we'd have a bunch of people around it celebrating your return.
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking raspberry ripple ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
going in there. We're talking vanilla ice cream. You've got to have that as your base. Yeah. Thing like that. But then you're not going anywhere like mint choc chip. If I was to have just a scoop by itself, maybe mint choc chip. But if you're building a sundae, you've got to think about the wider context.
Yeah.
Just remember that me, Stu, and our friend Al on a text chain did this once, building our dream sundaes and sending them to each other.
I love it.
You're chucking honeycomb in there, you're chucking marshmallows, there's raspberry sauce, there's chocolate sauce.
Second appearance of marshmallows in your meal?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let's not forget the pocket Freddos with the marshmallows.
And that's building up into a mountain.
What else is going to make it? Are they going to be like callbacks in the dessert to the rest of the meal?
Yeah, there's a little bit. There's a tiny bit of Madras at the bottom. Yeah. It's all sitting in pickle juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Cherries. You can have cherries. From
that would be nice. Yeah, let's chuck some cherries in there.
Mm. I'm still having trouble visualising this sundae.
Right.
Massive it is.
So what's the sauce that goes in the bottom?
That's chocolate sauce.
Okay, so now you're putting a scoop of ice cream in. What's that?
Now we're doing...
There'll be like loads of scoops, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's massive.
We've got like 10 scoops of vanilla.
Half a beach ball size bowl.
Yeah.
10 scoops of raspberry ripple.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember when on Man vs. Food when he did the kitchen sink challenge?
Yeah.
I'm imagining it like that.
And then there's bits of brownie in there, there's honeycomb, there's the marshmallows, and we're building it up. It's building up. And then we're doing raspberry sauce over it as well.
How much of this do you reckon you're going to eat?
Well, it's for the community.
Yeah.
So the grunts
are coming together.
Obviously not.
You're there.
He's incarcerated.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Ed's finished filming, so he's on
the
a chopper.
The Slough brothers are there with the red and sisters.
The Slough brothers are there, but I'm not. I don't want them near the. I don't want them near the Sunday.
Yeah.
The Reading sisters are there, though, right?
Reading sisters are there because I feel bad about them because they've had to put up with a lot of stuff earlier in the night. I'm like, get over here, get yourself a spoon.
The 85-year-old lady from the diner.
I don't want to go into what's happened to her, but let's just say she won't be greeting me the next morning.
You shagged her?
You shagged the old lady from the diner. Man.
Yeah.
You can never go back to this town again.
Yeah, we are.
Was the policeman from the diner at the beginning, was that Ed Lerone or another policeman?
Another policeman.
Is he there? Is he there?
Fucking Ed Lerone, man.
No, the police officer at the beginning's Tammy. Yeah.
Tammy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tammy, last name Timmy.
Is Tammy Timmy there?
Tammy Timmy's there, but again, she's got her eye on the outside.
So most people aren't eating this ice cream. It's you and
the Gruntsons,
as far as I can make out.
And the Reddings.
You're there, and the Reddings.
Okay, so
and Ed's on his way in the chopper.
I'm on my way in the chopper.
There's six of us, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're all eating this.
Yeah, spoons, that's the key. Yeah. Long spoons, real nice.
I mean, it does sound a bit, what were the ice creams again?
Raspberry ripple, vanilla.
Vanilla. And then I think then it's like we're going around the table and we're saying, you can chuck three scoops in, but it's got to all be the same.
Okay.
So what are you chucking in? It's got to complement it. So I'm thinking, you know, I might have a Biscoff one in there or something like that.
Just choose them yourself. Don't try and influence
my... No, I'm just saying, I don't want you...
My ice cream, if you're going to...
I've been in
it. Say we can all have three scoops each.
I don't want you to pick one that's going to upset the balance of it, because I've been in gelato.
Don't say to everyone, you can have three scoops of what you want.
Okay, you've got three within, and I'll pick, and you've got a caramelly one, a Biscoffy one.
Salted caramel.
Yeah, salted caramel, that's going in, lovely.
He's not.
The cherry one, whatever that is. Stracciatelli.
No, that's a different one. That's not the cherry one.
That's
another one I'm offering.
I mean, I'd want, actually.
Oh, no, he's really into it now.
While you're in Seattle in the hotel, I think take a trip down to Molly Moon's, great ice cream place in Seattle, and get the...
Which one?
Molly Moon's.
No, which ice cream though?
The mocha chip.
Get out of here! That's my secret ingredient. You're out of here!
Yeah,
I wrote it down at the start.
I've been kicked out.
Oh, at least it was on the dessert.
It was block of chalk.
100%.
The secret ingredient for you was block of chalk.
Look, the Freddo and the marshmallows was going to be block of chalk with marshmallows.
Was it?
Yeah.
Genuinely?
100% genuine.
Oh.
Are you serious?
100% serious.
And you changed it.
And I just went, there's something about block of chalk that's got such community atmosphere to it that it's so wholesome and lovely.
Yeah.
That surely that's got to be on the list. Also, Five Guys was on the list. I was like, surely that's going to be potentially somewhere on there.
And that was early, so we were thinking maybe block of chalk would be your dessert, but... It was a snack.
We could have got you on your walk-around snack.
Genuinely.
We never would have solved the case. You would have still been missing.
I'd still be there with Ed Lerone having his way.
We didn't even know Ed Lerone existed at that point.
Yeah. But you were going to pick it.
Genuinely was going
to
pick it.
Oh, man, that would have been perfect. But I'm glad we got to the bottom of the case.
Yeah, that is good. There's a part of me, obviously, was like, that would be thrilling to be kicked out.
Yeah.
When you kicked Jade out, one of the highlights of the entire podcast.
Yeah.
But it... I'd like to talk about something.
But this feels like
I want it to be
this
like,
feels like one of those Derren Brown tricks where it doesn't work and then he says to them, but were you thinking of this at some point? And they go, fucking hell, I was thinking of that.
Yeah.
So I think we've half browned.
Oh, yeah. More real.
We'll read your menu back to you now, see how you feel about it. You want tap water, then still water. Problems of bread, seeded sourdough toast with salted butter, marmalade, strawberry jam from Rickmansworth Aquadrome Cafe. Starter, warm slice of cherry pie and a black coffee. Main course, lamb madras, poppadoms, onion bhaji, steamed rice from Malik's, ice cold Pepsi in a glass bottle from Uganda on the side. Your side dish, you want buttermilk chicken sliders with hot sauce and pickles and Brussels sprouts with balsamic reduction from Ginger Man, plus a bottle of Prosecco and Chambord. Drink, an old fashioned with massive ice cube from the Olympic Hotel in Seattle. And dessert, a bring your own sundae.
Yeah.
Build your own.
But they're also bringing their own ice creams, aren't they?
Yeah,
maybe.
And we haven't even talked about the Kendall mint cake as a
cleanser.
Did you say the Freddos?
You've got the Freddos with the marshmallows as your pocket snack.
But first option was block of choc with marshmallows.
Yeah, but you can't say that now.
No, but look, play back to that point. There's a moment when I hesitated because I was like, "Why am I going to say block of choc or Freddo?"
I feel like I gave it away a bit. You said chocolate, and I went, "What chocolate?" And I think there's a little.
Yeah, but
thing.
You were doing that for everything.
I was doing
else.
That in everything, but I felt like when you know what you're going for.
Yeah,
I felt like, is there a tell here that I'm hoping he says block of choc?
Well, you did it, Stu.
Also, if you had the, because you're saying about having the Freddos and the marshmallows in your pocket, if you had the block of choc in your pocket, you call it pocket choc.
Pocket choc. A big block of pocket choc.
Yeah.
Instead, you got frogger choc.
Frogger chocker.
You know what block of choc is?
Yes, he's shown me block of choc.
Yeah, we spoke about it in the intro.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's rude to pick as a secret ingredient a thing you'd bought for me as a gift.
Yeah. But you introduced me to it first.
Yeah, that is true.
I did buy it for you. Batch the guy.
Yeah. Big shout out to block of choc. This guy's got no idea what's coming for him.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Stu.
Thank you, Stu.
Thanks for having me.
Well, there we are, Stuart Laws, our first ever mystery.
Our first ever mystery, first ever set over a whole day walking around a town.
Yeah.
First ever guest terrified for the whole thing.
Throughout, and that's how we like it.
Chucked out. And then he did nearly choose.
He chose block of choc.
He was gonna. And maybe if we hadn't made, maybe if I hadn't made such a big deal of we're going to chuck you out, he would have been relaxed and just said block of choc. Mm. And then he would have been gone.
Yeah. But also because I think, because it was a snack, I think he changed his mind because he wanted a portable chocolate that he could put marshmallows in between. And, I've only seen a picture of block of choc. You ain't cutting that open and putting marshmallows in it.
It's the size of a brick. You need to cut it up with a kitchen knife. You can't put it in your pocket.
Yeah.
So he didn't choose block of choc.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And I guess that means we should plug his special.
Yes. Stuart Laws is All In. It's available on YouTube. It's an excellent show, which I've seen.
Yes.
As mentioned. So go and watch that.
Yes. Thank you, Stuart. Lovely menu, lovely boy.
Lovely menu, lovely boy. Well done, you.
Yep. Sorry to my mother who listens to every episode. I'm sure she'll have a lot to say about this one. So apologies for the content.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Come.
Yeah. She won't like it.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh, no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But yeah, this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brands.